As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, baby, there's a new sun rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts and show me your law and show me your evidence. We have had an election, folks. Got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it and welcome to our Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of good news today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions where we can find them. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America, and it tastes really good this morning. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of the broadcast today, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Always look forward to your mail in my Post Office Box, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals cautious in the wake of the U.S. midterm elections. Flat to slightly lower on the opening. The Federal Open Market Committee today, we'll talk about that too. Midterm elections, Republican Party boner reams the berries, Democratic jackass. Oh yeah, baby. State and federal elections, Tea Party insurgents, new political order, all that'll be on our browser for today. Let's go into our market report for this morning out of New York City, rather an anomaly at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold and silver showing flat, basically. A lot of differences there in the reporting. Had to go around and look a bit on the web to try and find some other numbers. But at Kitco websites this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, actually 9:02, gold was off $1.50 at $1,356 even. Silver off 8 cents at $24.86 a troy ounce. Platinum flat at $1,709. Palladium off $2 at $642 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, pretty widespread. They're about $13, $1,352.60 for a low. The high is in it, $1,365.60, $13 spot on. But at $13.56 even, your gold is up $271.70 an ounce year to year for a 25.06%. return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,358.50. We're trading a couple of bucks below that right now. The SPDR gold share showed a 1,354.70 or $1,354.70 for a spot price at 9 o'clock this morning, but they are holding ostensibly 1,292.19 metric tons of gold at $56.1 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2010, day after election, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Good news, lots of it this morning. We're going to talk about the elections, but before we go there, let's go back and finish out our market report again for this morning. Kind of an anomaly in the numbers basket there, but I think things are stabilizing. Gold out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold, according to the Kitco website, at 9 o'clock exactly, it was flat on early trading. So I refreshed the browser at just about 9:02, and we find it down $1.50 at $1,356. Silver also showed flat at 9 o'clock a.m. Refresh the browser once again there, and we got it at down 0.08 or 8 cents. At 24.86, platinum also showed flat. This is one of the reasons why I had to refresh the browser. I just couldn't believe that all these, you know, 000, it never happens like this. Anyway, it was flat across the board in the metals market. Platinum flat this morning at 1,709, and palladium off $2 at 642. What's up with all of that? SPDR Gold Shares website, the GLD, they showed the spot price at the same time at 1,354.70, so I'm not sure that these numbers are spot on anywhere close to it. But we'll just run with them and look at it this way, that the SPDR gold shares this morning, they report holding 1,292.19 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, valued on the street at $56.1 billion. Of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all showed up flat on Kitco, but that wasn't the case at all. yesterday. The Dow Jones closed up 64 at 11,189. The NASDAQ closed up 29 at 2,534. And the S&P 500 closed up 9 at 1194. Crude oil this morning, according to Kitco, these numbers may be bogus. They might be right on. I don't know. Don't like this when the numbers aren't right on the charts. But anyway, crude oil this morning up 90 cents, exchanging out or trading out at $84.80 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 3 basis points at 76.72. In the foreign exchange basket, here are North American Security and Prosperity Partnership basket of currencies. The Canadian loonie at 99 cents with the U.S., the Mexican peso at 8 cents, both of those bumping up just infinitesimally. The euro at $1.40 drops 0.07% or 7 basis points. The British pound up 55 basis points, continuing its strong move upward, now exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.61, and the Swiss franc off 22 basis points, yet still above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the treasuries there, is 0.34%, which is an absolute abysmal, nasty little tiny amount, if you ask me. The 10-year is at 255 and the 30 at 390, 3.90. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages moved down again from 3.84% a month ago to 3.64% this morning, trying to entice people into the mortgage pit. The 30-year moves down from 4.47 to 4.26, a big move downward in the 30-year mortgage. And, of course, the prime rate stands at 3.25%. With that behind us, let's look at the Econo Day website this morning and look at the economic calendar for this week. Lots happening today and tomorrow and Friday, 3 big days in a row. Of course, later this afternoon, the Federal Open Market Committee announcement will come out at 2:15 p.m., so we want to be paying attention to that. Sometimes it's a drag to have an early morning broadcast. We always have to pick this stuff up the day after, but we'll look at that again tomorrow. There's going to be a lot more happening today, but we've got quite a few announcements to go through. Let's just jump right into them and go with it. The MBA purchase applications, this is your Mortgage Bankers Association. You know, we follow that here on this broadcast. The Mortgage Bankers Association compiles various mortgage loan indexes, and they report them through EconoDay. The purchase index rose 1.4% in October, the October 29 week, a second straight gain, yet still well behind 2 steep declines in the prior 2 weeks. The refinance index fell 6.4% for its third straight decline. Rates remain at record lows at 4.28% for a 30-year loan. So what's that going to tell us? What that basically is telling us is people aren't crowding the doors of their local bank to borrow money. Here's the Challenger job cut report, not a lengthy report, but it gives us some idea anyway. Announced layoffs level is 37,986, so these are layoffs in the pipeline. Challenger's job cut report counts layoff announcement as little change in October at 37,986 versus 37,157 in September. So they're forecasting about the same number of layoffs each month coming forward. The level is very low, but the lack of month-to-month change points to no improvement for Friday's employment report, okay? So unless the all of the various businesses, all of the various employers start to talk about fewer and fewer layoffs forecast and more hiring, of course, it's not going to happen. Our jobs numbers will continue to be low and low and low and low. This is the ADP employment report. The ADP estimates for October private payrolls rose 43,000, which compares to a revised 2,000 decline in September. Again, if I have to say it 1,000 times or every morning, I'll do it. These numbers are vague. You know, they're not something that you can, you know, chisel in stone. They're always revising these numbers up and down. So a number that looks rosy this morning and impacts the marketplace and impacts the news on the browser does not necessarily be a real number, and it may change next week. So I don't know where they pull these numbers from, but most of them seem to be coming right out of the air. Let's go on to the next one and look at this. Treasury refunding announcement. No surprises for the quarterly refunding of $32 billion 3-year notes and $24 billion 10-year notes, $16 billion of 30s. The Treasury expects issuance levels to remain steady with some chance for a lower level next year. All right? And so that continues, and we keep an eye on that. We give you the bonds every morning so that we understand what the rates are on the bonds. There's some of these guys that are in there, and they just have to buy. There's no doubt, you know, they're pledged to buy. They pick up this stuff. The 10-year note announcement's out today. Treasury notes are sold at regularly scheduled public auctions. The competitive bids at these auctions determine the interest rate paid on each. So on and so forth. The offering amount this morning, $24 billion. The auction date is going to be November the 9th. The maturity date will be November the 15th of 2020, and the minimum bid amount will be $100. That's going to all happen today. Here's another quick one. The 30-year bond announcement, just like the 10-year. Treasury notes are sold at regularly scheduled public auctions. The competitive bids at these auctions determine the interest rates paid on Treasury notes. A group of 17 security dealers, as of June 18th of 2009, known as the primary dealers, are authorized and obligated to submit competitive tenders at Treasury auctions. Okay? Can't get out of it. If they want to wear the big hat, they have to hit the big money put in there. Well, a lot more can go on that. Certainly, if you go up on Bloomberg this morning for the first time in weeks and look at the political news section, you're going to find a plethora of news, no doubt about it. Let's go there ourselves and look at this article. Paul Portman, Rubio lead fresh lineup in Congress after Republican gains. That's right. That's right. The election was yesterday. Some of you vote, some of you don't. But for those of you who vote, and even those who didn't vote, things have changed overnight. Jonathan Swellant and David Lehman writing for Bloomberg. And we'll get into that right after this.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Free Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back again to this article right off the Bloomberg website. Folks, against again, you can jump up on Bloomberg.com and take a look at these articles yourself. Just click on their political section this morning and go to the other websites that you like to visit as well. A lot of articles this morning. We're going to cover quite a bit of this news. I'm not going to talk about much else other than elections and the things that are coming up, at least for the first hour of the broadcast. Voter frustration over the economy and dissatisfaction with Washington returned control of the U.S. House of Representatives to Republicans and strengthened the party's hold on the Senate. Now, we knew we weren't going to get a victory in the Senate. That was that's pretty well a done deal. But months ago, Mike Chambers and I on Unleashed were talking about a guarantee just about of a flip-flop here at the House of Representatives. That had to happen. It's happened now. But the composition is rather interesting inside of this new Congress, all right? We've got three parties on the floor now. We've got the Tea Party, that's for sure. And they're going to be basically your radical red Republicans insurgents for a while. Then you've got the old line red Republicans. And then you've got the green and red watermelon Democrats. So it's a very communist kind of a system. But there are some new people and some new faces in there. The article continues and says, the newly elected Republican senators include Tea Party-backed candidates like Rand Paul of Kentucky. Yeah, buddy. Son of the 2008 presidential aspirant, Representative Ron Paul of Texas, and Florida's Marco Rubio, who defeated a sitting governor in his bid, and establishment candidates such as Rob Portman of Ohio, a former budget director for President Jorge Bush. The new House Republicans include Tim Scott, the first black lawmaker from South California or Carolina since 1897, all right? The first black lawmaker from South Carolina since 1897, all right? Tim Scott. I don't think they found him in a swaddling clothes at Kenya any place. This man is an American. Stephen Fincher, a farmer and gospel singer from Tennessee. John Runyon, a former offensive lineman for Philadelphia Eagles, all right? Now, what we're talking about here in the United States House of Representatives, this is just a short list. This is just tiny. I mean, we're going to talk about some of the other candidates they haven't mentioned yet. But there's a lot of people going to Washington, D.C. that don't have all the baggage that most of these clowns have. You know, Grumpy the Clown, expected fully to see him in this lineup, but we've got gospel singers, etc. Anyway, when you have these tied elections, quote, this is a quote, you got a lot of amateurs coming into Congress. Well, I don't know how much more amateur they could be than the amateur, you know, comedy, Amityville horror show that we've had to put up with all these years. But we got some amateurs coming in here. You would think that as many mistakes has been made by Congress intentionally over these past years, the mistakes that could be made by the Tea Party couldn't be any worse. And the corollary, of course, to that is they don't know how to govern. And in this particular group, doesn't particularly want to govern, close quote, said Linda Fowler, a professor of government at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. All right? This particular group doesn't particularly want to govern. Maybe they're a little bit tired of this idea of the GIS, GPS, global governance system. Maybe they're not interested in governing. Perhaps they'd like to try their hand at representation one time, replacing Democratic leaders who have backed Barry the Usurper's agenda. Some Republicans who are ready to extend the Bush-era tax cuts of 2001 and 2003 for all income levels, repeal and replace the health care law, thwart any cap-and-trade energy legislation, and freeze spending at 2008 levels with a $100 billion cut in domestic spending. All right, and then it continues. This is here profiles of a dozen new Republican and Democratic lawmakers in the House and the same number in the Senate. And now it's going to continue. I'm not going to go through this, okay? You can read. This is all here. But I'm going to encourage you to go up on the website today and either bookmark or copy these down, make them into Word files or whatever you like, and set them aside. Because what you're going to find in the next 24 hours is a whole lot of information that you may not hear again for the next, you know, 2 years. So this is an opportunity. This is a window of opportunity to find out about all the various candidates that are coming into the Congress that have had their campaigns quashed by the public media, the controlled media, for the last year and more. As I've been mentioning, there's been almost a media blackout, at least from the level of Bloomberg, on all of these runs. So here's an opportunity. It gives you some background information on a lot of these people, and then we can start to follow them individually as the time goes forward. Here's a little bit more. It's far from unified. It is a far from unified Republican Party. Again, this is Bloomberg. This is just a staff article. It's far from a unified Republican Party that won the U.S. House and gained seats in the Senate overnight. John Boehner, poised to become the House Speaker, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell will be contending with a new breed of Republicans, many inexperienced in politics and swept into office on a tide of anger against business as usual in Washington, including businesses formerly conducted by their party. Right? So a lot of these people are not into the left-right paradigm. Some of these folk are actually interested in restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and let's see how well they do, and let's support those that are willing to work towards that end. Tensions broke into the open almost immediately when Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, who helped fund insurgent Republicans against candidates of his party's establishment, warned them against the temptation to go along with the ways of Capitol Hill. Here's a quote from Jim DeMint. Many of the people who will be welcoming the new class of Senate conservatives to Washington never wanted you here in the first place, close quote, DeMint wrote in an op-ed article published last evening on the website of the Wall Street Journal. Quote, the establishment is much more likely to buy off your votes than to buy into your limited government philosophy, close quote. And so it's going to be up to us to provide the encouragement, floods of letters and emails to these people that have just been elected, those that have replaced, these people that have come in without a lot of political baggage. They've given up over a year of their time and lots of their money, their energy, and put their lives and their families at risk. And now they're in there. And now we're either going to support these people or we're going to turn our backs on these people. But this could be the beginning. This could be the first domino. So let's pay attention. I ask you, please. Challenge to McConnell. Such words present a challenge to Republican Senate Leader McConnell of Kentucky, who will have such a Tea Party-supported lawmakers in his caucus as Rand Paul, who defeated a McConnell-backed candidate to win the Republican nomination, and Marco Rubio of Florida. These lawmakers will likely form a posse with other senators that could push the Republican agenda even further to the right. All right, even further to the right. What is right? We've talked about that before. The Republican Party is a cadre party system. The Democratic Party is a cadre-style system. If you put the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on a line from the quote-unquote left to right, where you have total fascistic control on the right and total communist control on the left, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party stand right on top of each other on the far right. But this is going to take us even further right, and where that right is, I don't know. All right? I don't know. So I don't know whether they're further right or not. Maybe they're further towards the center, maybe. Maybe they're more balanced. You would almost have a party within a party, they say, that changes the internal chemistry of the Senate in ways we haven't seen in decades. It changes the internal chemistry of the Senate in ways we haven't seen in decades. Maybe there will be a lot less toe-tapping in the men's bathroom. I don't know. In the House, a new Republicans backed by the Tea Party movement will complicate Boehner's ability to support an increase in the government's debt ceiling next year while meeting campaign pledges to cut $100 billion in spending. Yeah, that's right. Republicans took a real boning. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this rather lengthy article off the Bloomberg in regards to the Republicans sweeping the House of Representatives, U.S. House, last night. But there was also a lot of action happening on the local level and the state level as well. We'll talk about that as we go on with the broadcast. But certainly there's an insurgent party or a faction, if you will, inside of the Republican Party that's going to cause some trouble. And hopefully there will be an insurgent, likewise insurgent group inside the Democratic Party as well. Now is the time for all of the people that have embedded within the established two-party political system over the last 2 years and have won their elections and have become members of their local county committees and their state committees to start flexing their muscles and positioning right now for what we're going to be doing over the next 2 years as we move into the presidential election in 2012. Excuse me. Get a little bit excited when we get into this stuff and bring stuff out of my lungs I haven't seen in months. Spending cuts are going to be very tough, particularly when they realize they can't just do it by waste, fraud, and abuse, said Jack Pitney, a political scientist at Claremont McKenna's College in Claremont, California. Quote, the older members have an inkling of that, but the fiscal facts of life are going to come as a shock to the newcomers, okay? And I can only imagine, for some of these newcomers that ran on hope and change, you know, and some of them ran on the Constitution and wrapped themselves up in the flag and carried the Declaration of Independence all the way down to the finish line. The sticker shock, when they get inside and they get the real story, hopefully they will have the resolve and will be able to stand fast and avoid the the pimps and the hookers and the drinks and the money. Hopefully that will happen. We'll see how it goes. Again, the new House Republicans have the ability to turn the place into great chaos. That's a quote. Turn the place into great chaos when called on to raise the debt ceiling. You know, almost every single one of these insurgent Tea Party candidates have had the debt clock on their campaign website. Everybody's well aware of that. They're very concerned about this runaway debt. And so they have the opportunity here to the ability to turn the place into great chaos. That does to pass a budget blueprint that doesn't meet their goals for spending cuts. Now, Stanley Collender, a former Democratic House Budget Committee aide, I don't know whether Stanley Collender is aware of the difference between the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and the budgets, but a lot of these candidates that have now found their way to Congress are very well aware of this idea. They understand that there's two different sets of books, and they may want to take a look at those books. There's other stuff coming down the pike, too. There may, quote, have to be at least one government shutdown for the Tea Party people to be satisfied, close quote, Collender said. One government shutdown. Instead of passing these budgets, you know, with unlimited, you know, funding for everything, they might shut the government down. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Well, we'll have to see. Again, they're going to need our support. They're going to need to, they are going to need a scalp to take home to the voters who elected them. They're going to need a scalp to take home. Well, that's Collender's way of looking at this. I don't imagine that, you know, Rand Paul is in there to scalp anybody, but they're certainly in there to get rid of a lot of the graft, the greed, the corruption, and so on and so forth. And let's see whether or not they're capable of doing it. It's going to test the mettle of Rand Paul substantially to see whether or not he can maybe take another look at his I love Israel stance and think about the rest of the country. But we'll see. But he's going to need a lot of encouragement. He'll need a lot of support. He's got some pretty good ideas, but he's going to need people's help. That's no doubt about it. Royal LeMarket, failure to, you know, and he's in the Senate and his father's in the House, so that's still pretty good stuff. Failure to raise the borrowing authority from its current level of $14.3 trillion would roil the market in Treasury bonds because Wall Street doesn't like uncertainty as auctions of T-bills are postponed. Well, screw Wall Street. At least that's what I have to say. I don't care if they like uncertainty or not. I don't like the uncertainty knowing that Wall Street exists. It keeps me awake late at night. For Democrats, the loss of the House could mean a change in party leadership, and that's likely, very likely. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Madam Analbead, will be forced to consider stepping down as party leader. I'm surprised that she's not going to the, you know, going to go to the stockades here. If Pelosi, 70, is out, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer of Maryland would likely be the party leader, said Democratic leadership aides who spoke on conditions of anonymity. What a weird word. Pelosi will discuss with fellow Democrats whether she should be the leader of the minority caucus. Why doesn't she just lead the flag and they can all just walk back to California where they come from, said one leadership aide. Her personal popularity among members may enable her to stay on, said another. On balance, the Democratic caucus in the House is likely to get more liberal. On the balance, the Democratic caucus in the House is likely to get more liberal, whatever that means. That might help Speaker Pelosi if she wants to say, said Dennis or David Wasserman, the House editor of the Cook Political Report. Opposition to Hoyer? If Republicans gain more than 60 seats when all the votes are counted, Hoyer may face opposition from other Democrats, say the aides. The candidates may include George Miller, 65, of California, an advisor to Pelosi, chairman of the Education and Labor Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, Joseph Crowley of New York, and Xavier Becerra, another Californian. Then it goes through, it's going to walk through each of those. If Republicans score big, again, this article is just kind of still awaiting final results. The more conservative members who might have Hoyer's back will be fewer in number, Wasserman said. Republican control of the House and a stronger minority in the Senate will give Barry the usurper a chance to force both Boehner and McConnell to decide whether to accept or reject compromises on spending and taxation. Well, Boehner's going to have a little bit of work for him, all right? No doubt about it. Preemptive strikes? The usurper will wage preemptive strikes with proposals that will aim at the middle of the political spectrum to put Republicans in both houses of Congress on the spot, said Ron Peters, a political scientist at the University of Oklahoma in Norman. All right? UT, preemptive strikes. It's all this talk of war, you know. That's what it's all about. What is the purpose of a political party? To gain proximity to or complete control of the power and control of government. Right? That's the only thing the political parties exist to do. They're not there to represent you, dear listeners. In the Senate, such proposals will make McConnell decide whether to obstruct or cut some deal with the usurper and sacrifice the DeMint faction, Peter said. It's going to be painful. House leaders will include Eric Cantor of Virginia. You can't get much more neocon Zionist than this. Now the Republican whip, the party's chief vote counter. He will become majority leader in the next Congress. Boehner has told Kevin McCarthy, chief deputy whip to Cantor, that he supports him to succeed Cantor as whip, the Republican strategist said. Young Guns, McCarthy and Paul Ryan of Wisconsin formed the Young Guns organization to recruit many of the newly elected House members to run for Congress. Likely, the new House committee chairman, including David Camp of Michigan, in line to be chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, which writes tax and trade legislation, Ryan, another Midwestern Republican, is in line to head the Budget Committee. Ryan has written a plan to reduce spending for Social Security and Medicare. No decision has yet been made on who will lead the Appropriations Committee, said Boehner's spokesman, Mike Steele. Not the same as Michael Steele. Representative Spencer Baucus of Alabama, the ranking Republican on the Financial Services Committee, has a Boehner's support to become the panel's chairman. Or said a Republican strategist who spoke on conditions of, well, he didn't want to have his name out there anyway. So there's that one. And there's a whole gob and a bunch more of these kind of political articles up there. Let's see if I can do this correctly. Jump over here. I want to pick up just a little bit of something from, let's see if I've even got it. Where did it go? Maybe I've wiped it out and have to put it back in. Yeah, I think I might have done that. Well, so there's just a whole bunch of stuff that's out there from on the local level, too. And during the next break, I'll dial it back up and get it on my calendar here. But let's go over here and jump onto this one. Here's another one. Barry the Usurper called Republican John Boehner, who will likely be Speaker of the House of Representatives next year after his party gained a majority of seats in the midterm elections. Now, what this is basically is a concession discussion on this particular article. Barry the Usurper called Boehner at midnight after television networks projected Republicans will gain control of the House in the midterms. Blah, 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 message from voters. We hope Barry the Usurper will now respect the will of the people, change course, and commit to making the changes they're demanding. But let's understand this, all right? And I'm sure most of this audience does because you're savvy and politically savvy. But let's understand that we're now in a lame duck session of this particular Congress, even though the election is now behind us and everybody's going to start picking all of their aides and getting their offices ready, picking out their furniture and so on, their favorite chef and finding an apartment. It's going to be the next few months is going to be telling as to what gets jammed down our throats by the usurper's administration on their way out the door. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So throughout this last couple of months, you know, as Barry the Usurper flies all over the place and throwing mud in various places, and then Boner does the same thing, you know. This is the little recap of their coming to terms, I suppose. We hope Barry the Usurper will now respect the will of the people, Boner said, change course and commit to making the changes they are demanding. To the extent he is willing to do this, we are ready to work with him. All right. Not entirely encouraging. Perhaps they should pursue a legal battle and get his birth records on the table once and for all. Now that they have a majority in the House, they can do it. And there is some discussion of that. On the campaign trail, the usurper and the boner accused each other of failing to live up to the promise of bipartisanship made after their 2008 elections. The usurper said the Republicans have made a political calculation to oppose all of his policies. Well, you know, that's very likely. Their basic theory was, you know what, the economy is so bad, we've made a mess of things, that rather than cooperate, we'll just be better off to say no to everything. Well, like I like to say on this broadcast, just say no. Become vocal local. We need a new majority in Congress that will stand up to Barry the Usurper and insist he starts listening to the American people, Boner said in an October the 8th campaign speech in Westchester. Now let's go to the state of Missouri and take a look to see what's happened over here. In the heartland, the bellwether state, all right, Robin Carnahan and Roy Blunt were vying off against each other to replace Kit Bond as U.S. Senator. And Roy, good old Roy Blunt, good old Roy the stunted dwarf Blunt, succeeded and took out Robin Carnahan. Now, Carnahan's got a long history, sordid history as well. And so it's just as well that Carnahan's not going, but having Blunt move into the U.S. Senate is going to make him all the more invincible going forward. And he has voted for everything from the Patriot Act forward. You know, he's not necessarily a friend of the people, although he puts himself off that way. And certainly the voters down here in southwest Missouri especially the Republican Party chairman for the state, that he's a lawyer that practices law right here. They all just love Roy. Roy. Roy brings the fire trucks like nobody else. But Roy pulled 1 million votes, and Carnahan got 785. It was a 54-40 split on the votes. And so we talk about the importance of taking a look at and paying attention to these illegal, unconstitutional electronic voting devices that are used in the state of Missouri, brought in by none other than Kit Bond and Roy Blunt. All right? That was back there with Jorge Bush's election. This was the Help America Vote Act of 2001. But both of these individuals should know that these electronic voting devices are violate the Constitution in Missouri. Our Constitution states that our ballot shall be by paper or mechanical means only, period. And an electronic voting device is not a mechanical voting machine. You know, with the Constitutional Convention in 1945, the committee chairmen were discussing was something that looked like an Iron Maiden. It was the one with the big levers. You know, it was a machine. A voting machine, pretty tamper-resistant. Anyway, if you got all the dials adjusted right initially and had all the right labels in the right places, people could go in behind the curtain and pull a lever for their favorite person, and the tally would come out automatically. Anyway, so that's what we've got going forward here. We've got Roy Blunt moving into Kit Bond's seat, taking letting Kit Bond go to work for some Israeli defense company or something like let the eagle soar. I can't remember his name right now. Anyway, what else happened? Well, the state auditor, that's not a race that we need to talk too much about. But then throughout, what we're looking at is a Lacey Clay, for instance. He got a 73% Republican, excuse me, he got 73% of the Democratic vote to take out Robin Hamlin, the challenger, with 23% of the vote. If you look at these numbers and go down through it, we have 3,425 voting precincts in the state of Missouri, 3,425. So once again, it just underlines the importance of getting a local voting precinct group started right where you are and working diligently to take over your county committee with 3,425 voting precincts. Unless the people diligently pursue embedding within the established two-party political system, the party's going to run away with this little fare every single time, all right? Now, it only needs 3,525. That means you need in this state, you need 6,850 men and women to basically dominate both the Republican and the Democratic parties. That's not very many. That's not millions and millions served. Continuing, dropping down a little bit further, we can see the U.S. representatives. All these congressmen down through the list, the Democrats got a few, but a lot of the challengers were Republicans, and they were cleaning up. And they were cleaning up with substantial majorities, 63%, 77%, 71%, 100%, 76%, 100%. Some of them were unchallenged. What's up with that? We have people that are running for the United States, the U.S. House, and they're unchallenged. We have people who are running as state senators, and they're unchallenged. Shame on you people who live in these districts. You didn't challenge any of these clowns. Why wasn't your name up there, even if you only got 16, 17% of the vote? Why let these people run unchallenged? I didn't vote. I never vote for anybody unless there's a challenger. Never do it. Won't do it. Not going to do it. But what else is going on here? Well, another thing that's happening in the state of Missouri was that, and I noticed this, I hate to see it when it happens, all the state representatives, so on and so forth, now I'm down into judges. I'm scrolling down on the Secretary of State's website. Here we go. Circuit court judges. Almost every one of these, not almost, every single one of these judges got put back into place. All right? Folks, you have the opportunity to say no to these judges. You can go in and vote that, you know, against the judges and have them get turned out. We don't have a legal justice system in this country. You know, we read the article right off of Bloomberg the other morning how, you know, we've got big hands. Who was it? Soros, George Soros in there, you know, bankrolling judges all across America. He had set up a new fund for it. What difference does it make? What kind of legislation is passed? We know that in the modern form of stare decisis, judge-made law, that it's not what the legislators have written, it's what the judges interpret the law to mean. And yet we let all of these judges go unchallenged, and every single one of these that were on the ballot, they all got back in. What on earth is up with that? Wouldn't it have been nice to just go through, I did, and vote no against every judge on the ballot so that we could turn around and start bringing out new judges as opposed to this redoing the same old bunch of hacks that we've got? None of these judges lost their seat. None of them. So that's an opening. And, of course, you never hear about it. You don't hear about it in the election return, reports. They just go on, the Bar Association just covers up the fact that they're going to be on the ballot. But there's just a humongous list here, and every one of them came back, You have a choice to vote yes or no as to whether they should retain their seat. And a lot of them had substantial challenges, like this one right here, for instance, got 172 yes votes to keep them, 113,000 no votes. Another one got 172,000. 113,000 no votes. Here's another one. Got 172,000 yes votes, 113,000 no votes. Why are these numbers the same? 177,000 yes votes, 109,000 no votes. 173,000 yes votes, 114,000 no votes. 183,000 yes votes, 104,000 no votes. What's up with this? The numbers are too close. Is this the miracle of electronic voting going on here? maybe it is. The propositions in the state, we had three constitutional amendments that passed. Three constitutional amendments passed, and both of the propositions passed. But unfortunately, in the state of Missouri, Proposition B passed by a narrow margin. And now we're going to go in and we're going to start harassing these people that have the puppy mills, is what they call them. This is your friends of the animals. But it was a real close race, unfortunately. It didn't quite get it. It was a 51-48 vote, 51% to 48 vote. And so Proposition here at B in Missouri got a yes return when it really needed to get a no. So now the people that raise pigs and goats and sheep and chickens and all of the little animals and all of that, and all of these different ways to have independent money, if you live out in the country, if you want to raise German Shepherds, if you want to raise Beagles, if you want to raise, Airedales or whatever, pit bull dogs or whatever you've got, these puppy mills are going to come under trouble. They're going to come into trouble here. Same thing if you happen to have like a miniature cattle. I'm trying to think of what they are. I think they're not dairy, a D-E-R-Y, but they're along that line. Irish cattle and things like that. Well, so anyway, that's the local news. We'll be right back.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, covering election news, lots of news to talk about today in regards to the elections, not only what now has transpired, but what was likely to come in the weeks ahead. Keep your eyes very close on the marketplace today. Let's see what the markets do in response to this. Now, a lot of people have been waiting. Of course, Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, he's going to be speaking later in the afternoon. The FOMC repeat meeting is happening. That's going down over in the Chatham House, setting up their new economic global order. That's going down as well. Here's an article right off of Bloomberg. Republicans seize control of the U.S. House, and while falling short of winning the Senate, narrowed the chamber's Democratic majority in midterm elections, shaped by voter anxiety over jobs and the economy. All right? They probably had this one written 3 months ago, ready to pull it out. You know, they got the Republicans win basket, all those articles, and then they got the Republican lose basket over here in those articles. Just whipped this one out and posted it. There's no date associated, no authorship associated, so who knows who wrote this one. Republicans scored a net gain of at least 6 seats in the Senate, winning Democratic-held seats in Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. Associated Press and television networks projected the Republicans wouldn't get the 10-seat gain they needed to win the Senate, and, well, the Associated Press made sure that their election machines gave them what they said. That's what happens when the media makes a projection. They run their elections. Anyway, quote, we're witnessing a repudiation of Washington, a repudiation, interesting use of words, and it's not once in this article, but twice in the same sentence. We're witnessing a repudiation of Washington, a repudiation of big government. Oops, it's used 3 times in the same sentence, and a repudiation of politicians who refuse to listen to the people. Republican John Boehner of Ohio, in line to replace Democrat Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker, told supporters in Washington late last night. So I guess they'll give the Boehner the big gavel coming up soon, all right? But 3 times here he said repudiation, but he didn't say repudiation of the debt. At least he hasn't said it yet. Republicans needed a net gain of 39 seats to control the House next year, with 13 races still to be decided, so this is early. This is early news. The Republican pickup succeeded their 54-seat gain in 1994 when the party won control of the House for the first time since 1994. It was 40 years between the victories. Now they have it again. Our new majority will be prepared to do things differently, Boehner said. His voice choked with emotion. Well, at least it wasn't choked with beluga caviar. So anyway, Obama called. Very usurper, we don't need to go through that again. Senator Majority Leader Harry S. Reid, as Mike Chambers likes to call him, of Nevada, held on to his seat, no doubt. Wow, getting reamed by the Boehner, he didn't like that. Defeating Republican Sharron Angle, unfortunately, a favorite of the Tea Party activist, Republicans made a major effort to unseat Reid, a one-time amateur boxer and seeking his 5th term. I've been in some pretty tough fights in my day, he says. They've been in the street, they've been in a boxing ring, and they've been in the United States Senate. Reid told his supporters, I hate to admit it, but this has been one of my toughest. Well, anyway, makes for good PR. Close Senate races. Early this morning, incumbent Democratic Senators Patty Murray in Washington State and Michael Bennett in Colorado were locked in contests. We're still yet too close to call. I don't know what the answer is on those yet. Murray led businessman Dino Rossi by about 14,000 votes out of more than 1.4 million ballots cast, blah, blah, blah. Democratic House losses claim fiscally services conservative lawmakers from rural districts. I'll say it again. Democratic House losses claimed fiscally conservative lawmakers from rural districts. Freshmen elected in 2008 on a wave of support for the usurper. And that's an important consideration, which we'll discuss right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Again, batting our way through the fog and mystery of the election returns found on the Bloomberg website this morning in the first hour. Lots of different takes on this. Going to be hearing about it, no doubt, all of today, tomorrow, and perhaps the rest of the week on other broadcasts. So I look forward to the other reporting, more penetrating, more piercing reporting, the people that live in and report from the Washington, D.C. area as well. But a lot of action was happening in the local level. A lot of action was happening at the states. It's a call, basically, to arms to mobilize, get energized within your existing precinct system at the local level, all right, where you can actually be effective. You can actually change the platform. We're going into now the 2 years that's going to lead us up to the conventions, the state conventions, and all of the caucuses. 2 years out now. Now we need to have a majority. We need to have a clear majority in these parties. And we can gain that, but we're going to have to work diligently to get it. We can reshape the platforms. We can reshape the rules. And we can actually vote these parties out of existence if we will but try. All right? So the time clock is now ticking. The 2012 speed bump has been passed. It looks like we've had some progress made towards things. But what I wanted to mention was is that how important it is that we have started now, we have started the turnstile spinning. A lot of these, again, Democratic House losses claim fiscally conservative lawmakers from rural districts, freshmen elected in 2008 on a wave of support for the usurper. All right, now let's get this turnstile going. A lot of people that have been in government for a long time have just been handed their hats, and that's what we've been calling for on this network and elsewhere. But now that they've been handed their hats and new people have come in, you know, always look to the weak hands. It's like a boxing match. We're talking about Harry S. Reid here, you know, the amateur boxer. Well, this is like a boxing match. And as we've said before, the Republican Party, after Jorge Bush's administration, was like a punch-drunk dummy hanging onto the ropes, and he was just getting pummeled, all right? And it was so weak that the usurper was able to take him down without too much of a fuss, and there they are, laying on the mat. Now we need to do the same thing with the Democrats and the old-line Republicans coming forward into the next election. But what must happen is we need to gain majority positions in both of these parties, because if we don't get control of these parties, we can't block effectively the action that's coming down from the transnationals. You're not going to block the transnationals and the bankers and Wall Street with all of their special interest people in the parties. We've got to get fresh faces in the parties in order to be able to, like a judo master, use the mass, the weight, and deflect and put it to the ground, put it to the mat, right where it needs to happen. It needs to happen there in just 2 years, okay? Please, let's understand this. Lawmakers return to Washington later this month for a lame duck session. Okay, that's going to go down. Voter frustration with the national unemployment rate at or above 9.5% for the last 14 months and disagreement with the White House's domestic policies, including the new health care law, helped spark an anti-Washington Tea Party movement that has helped shape this year's campaigns. Don't be deceived. This is still Dick Armey. This is still Stephen Forbes. All those players are still in the background here, but the momentum has come, all right? And so now they're out there. They're on the floor. Let's support them. Get them to do some of the things that they claimed that they would do. You know, let's get Glenn Beck, who can cry on demand, to cry a little bit and move this along, all right? But at the same time, we need to invigorate ourselves and move forward from the meetup group idea that we had so that got all of this started, all right? Anyway, outside groups such as Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS, my God, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Chambres de Commerce, the French roots are unmistakable, folks, spent $167 million on behalf of Republican candidates from September the 1st to October the 29th. Democratic groups spent $68 million. Many of the groups didn't have to disclose their donors. We don't know who bought this Congress, but this Congress has bought just as sure as the last one. We still have much work to do on campaign and election laws. Lots of revisions need to happen in there. In addition to Spratt, Skelton, and Oberstar, veteran Democratic House members wiped out in the Republican wave included Chet Edwards of Texas, so on and so forth, Paul Kanjorski, a 13-term lawmaker, Gene Taylor, who won his first seat in 1989. Democrats lost three House races in Virginia. Republican Morgan Griffith ousted 14-term Democratic incumbent Rick Boucher. Republican challenger Scott Ridley defeated Democratic freshman Glenn Nye. Republican Robert Hurt beat Democratic incumbent Tom Perillo. Another one that they don't mention in this list anyplace is that Billy Long, right here in Missouri, replaces Roy Blunt as Roy Blunt moves up to take Kit Bond's seat. And that's an upset. That's a real upset because they had another fellow. The party had another fellow in mind. Billy Long is an auctioneer, a radio talk host. He's a realtor, a common guy, has zero political roots. Zero. He's never been involved in government office whatsoever. He's always, you know, signed the front of the check, not the back of the check, as he liked to say. He's the real deal, the real McCoy. And unfortunately, though, we had several others on the ballot, like Chuck Ferguson and other men. Kevin Craig was on the ballot again as a libertarian. Although we had other hopefuls this time around, we can look to the success of Billy Long to actually have a vote that the Ozark Property Rights Congress and others might be able to access in Congress, and that's a good thing. Continuing from the article here, they tell you the self-described fiscally conservative blue doghouse Democrats took a big hit with defeat of the Indiana's Barron Hill, Florida's Alan Boyd, North Dakota's Earl Pomeroy, and others. So the blue dog Democrats went out too. Freshman representatives Mary Jo Kilroy, John Bosseri, Steve Dryhouse all lost to Republican challengers. See, we got this. We got the wheel spinning now. Got that turnstile, that revolving door kicking them out. You know, if you can't pass meaningful term limit legislation, you can at least vote the bums out. Go back to Carol Quigley. You know, get that idea in your mind. Republicans also picked up five hit House seats in New York, with the outcome in one democratically held district yet to be determined. Blah blah blah. And it continues. Tough haul. The Senate was going to be a tough haul for us. Michael Steele, a Republican National Committee chairman, said on MSNBC last night. In Indiana, former Senator Dan Coats, a Republican, beat Democratic Brad Ellsworth, blah, blah, blah. And the article just continues. So now we've got all of these names and all of these words. They're all in a file that you can download, you know, copy to. I use Word for Windows. But I'll just download these articles, and I'm going to save them as Word documents because they give you names, dates, places, people that you didn't know about, recent upsets. It's not easy to come up with a list of all the Congress critters. It's not easy to know, unless you live in the various states, who has been recently defeated and who hasn't, who recently won a seat and who has been there for a long time. It's not easy to know. I'm not clairvoyant. But this kind of material, these kind of articles can be very useful going forward if you're at all politically minded. And so if we save this sort of stuff and you do get energized within the established two-party political system, you can start tracking down and building a database. You know, who's going to watch the watchers? Are we going to watch the watchers? They're watching us. They have the low orbit, you know, at Earth satellites. They have the GIS, GPS, global tracking system. Are we going to watch the watchers, or are we just going to fall back?
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Team
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Okay, so we're back once again here, and I've got to close this out and do that and shut that up. Okay, trying to do something I haven't done before anyway, but anyway, this is the way it goes. Back to this article one more time. One of the other things that's important here is understanding how this is going. There's going to be another side to all of this that we need to look at, and that is that there is a sense that big business in Wall Street likes this Republican change and likes the idea of the Tea Party in there. Here's a quote now. This is the call from a section of the article called Tidal Wave. Well, I'm really kind of jumping ahead of myself. Tea Party favorites Rand Paul in Kentucky, Marco Rubio in Florida gave Republican Senate victories as polls closing in the U.S. Both open seats were held by Republicans who didn't seek re-election. Now the Tidal Wave. We've come to take our government back, close quote, said Paul, an ophthalmologist who hasn't held a public office, said in his victory speech, tonight there's a Tea Party tidal wave and we're sending a message, close quote. The influence of the Tea Party, which favors cutting government spending and lowering taxes, has pushed the Republican Party to adopt more fiscally conservative positions. Whether that's going to happen or not, we're going to have, again, like I'm saying, this is where we're going to have to do what we do, social network, okay? They know, you know, that Rand Paul's son, knows that he got the money that he has, and he got to the Senate, not because he's, you know, handsome or smart or witty or charming or anything like that, but because of the momentum behind the Campaign for Liberty and the Young Americans for Liberty, YAL, and all of the people that had meetup groups and things like that that continue to support this movement. And so he's going to be listening. I didn't like some of the things he had to say during the campaign, but he's there, and there's others like him, all right? And, well, we either, you know, use our political capital, we either voted our stock shares yesterday or we didn't. And if you voted your stock shares and you got some of the candidates elected that we'd hoped to have elected, and, yes, there is still, you know, elections, not every race is targeted as heavily as you might think. But if you got any place, well, now use the capital that you've got, you know. Anyway, so the influence of the Tea Party, which favors cutting government spending, blah, blah, blah. Rubio said his victory provides, quote, a second chance for Republicans to be what they said they were going to be, close quote. Marco Rubio out of Florida. The divided Congress will lead to 2 years of gridlock on the major issues in Washington, said David King, a public policy lecturer at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. There's no strong incentive for cooperation, he said. The Republicans are going to concern themselves with what the ticket will look like in 2012. Now, if you go back, and we've talked about the progressives before, go back and look at the radical red Republicans, and go back and look at the liberal Republican caucuses, all of this stuff is repeat. It's almost 100 years distance. But they're all articles that you can find in encyclopedias. These are things that you can browse up if you could just know the key words, and you'll see what I'm talking about. We shared your articles right out of the encyclopedia over the last 2 years that give you an understanding of what's going down here. This is, we're repeating the first decades, the opening decades of the 20th century as we move into the second decade of the 21st. Again, there's no strong incentive for cooperation. The Republicans are going to concern themselves with what the ticket will look like in 2012. And that's definitely what needs to happen. We need to focus on where we're going. I like to think we're moving into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And if we play our cards right and work diligently, the Lilliputians can bring Gulliver down and stake his butt to the ground and hold him there. But it's going to take everybody working together to get it there. Republican control of the House opens the door to investigations of the usurper's administration by new committee chairmen armed with subpoena power and the ability to influence policy on everything from the implementation of the new health care law and the overhaul of the U.S. financial regulatory system. These are things that are possible, whether we will be able to repeal the tobacco tax and I can quit spending $17 a pound on taxes for rolling tobacco. We could get the jackboot off the throat of the Native American tobacco growers so that we could get American spirit, you know, rolling tobacco back again, all organic, you know, and nice and wonderful tobacco again in our tobacco stores so that we don't have to pay this tax and we can start smoking healthy tobacco again. That would be a blessing. It was one of the first things the usurper did was stab me in my tobacco budget. And it's, I have to cough my way through these broadcasts because I'm smoking this cheap roadside lawn clippings or whatever is passing as tobacco these days. Here's another part of this story. Goldman Sachs. You know, I don't care for them. I've got a good reason. Lloyd Blankfein being the cheapest of all. But the Republican showing helps companies from Goldman Sachs to health insurer WellPoint Inc. gain support in an effort to undermine what they consider to be Obama's anti-business policies on taxes, health care, and financial regulation. It's going to take a lot of effort here to speak truth to power and bring reason into this particular discussion. Anything that bolsters up Goldman Sachs is a step in the wrong direction as far as I'm concerned, and WellPoint is not your friend. They make health care your business. Not healthy people, but health care. Exporters such as Caterpillar Inc. It was a Caterpillar tractor that was driven first in one direction, then back over the other direction over Cory. In Israel, United Parcel Service, Inc. says a Republican-controlled House would be more likely to work with a usurper to approve pending free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama. Do we need more free trade agreements? All right, so there's a downside to this as well. Pelosi will be forced to consider stepping aside as the party's House leader rather than head the Democratic minority in caucus, blah, blah, blah. And that's going to happen. You know it. In at least one Senate race, final results may not be known for days. A three-way race sparked by the write-in campaign of incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski in Alaska could delay results in that state for weeks. Counting of the write-in ballots. All right, so we'll have to be paying attention to that. I don't know whether that was resolved by this time already or not, but it's at the time of this article's writing, it wasn't. So on and so forth. Then there's Joe Miller. We don't need to go there. Let's go to this one. See what we got on this guy right here. And let me scroll up. I was busy reading this during the break. All right. Again, Republican gains in Congress mean U.S. companies from Goldman Sachs to WellPoint may be able to weaken or block what they consider bury the usurper's anti-business policies on health care, the environment, taxes, and financial reform. Republicans will use their perch as the new majority in the House of Representatives to try to eliminate funding for parts of Obama's health care. Now, notice already, you know, the ink isn't even dry on the ballots, and we're only looking at parts of the health care bill repealed. You got to know it, all right? Are we going to be able to get rid of the 1099 reporting? Probably, but maybe not. I don't know. It depends. What parts are they going to try and get rid of? They're not going after the whole thing? Why not? But, you know, we'll have to see, all right? Thanks, Mike Chambers. Murkowski's still in the air in Alaska, so we don't have an answer on that one yet. But I'm very interested. We want to see how that one transpires. Continuing, Americans voted for jobs and economic growth and resoundingly rejected the usurper's policies, said Thomas Donahue, the president of the U.S. Chambres de Commerce, the biggest business lobbying group said in a statement last night. So every time you, you know, see one of these little ribbon-cutting ceremonies in small-town America where the Chambres de Commerce has just co-opted another budding young entrepreneur and brought them into their fold, you know what you're dealing with, all right? This is the biggest business lobbying group in the world, probably. The results will bolster the Republican efforts to extend Bush-era tax cuts for those earning more than $250,000 and to defeat Obama's proposal to increase taxes on companies' overseas profits, all right? So we're not out of the woods yet. We've got a lot of work to do. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
I have to recall back to the days when I was running for office myself in Washington State, the U.S., or for the Washington State House of Representatives in the early 80s, the year that Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush were running for re-election. My name was up at the top of the ballot there, District 1, Position 1, Washington State House of Representatives. But in that campaign process, I'd learned a lot. I was first exposed at a pretty early age to the whole political process. I didn't know all of the ins and outs by any stretch of the imagination, nor was anyone taking any time to show me all the ins and outs. But one of the things my sponsor, Senator Bill Cascadden, mentioned to me was that in the first year of his junior legislator, at the level of a House of Representatives, basically what you do is you find out where you park your car, you secure an apartment, figure out where you're going to get your check, and then start your campaign for re-election. Beyond that, you don't do much. So a lot of these people that are just now coming in, whether it be in Congress or in the Senate or whether it be in your state houses, a lot of these juniors coming in, you know, they haven't heard the real story yet, as we mentioned in the earlier article. They're going to probably get a little back room time with the boys with the big cigars, you know. Yes, I understand how you feel about that Declaration of Independence. Nice old document, that one. Yeah, the Constitution surrounded by brass and under glass. Let's tell you how it really works in the world, boy. It's going to be an eye-opener. It's going to be heads-up time, you know, when they bring in the Rahm Emanuel-type knee-breakers and finger-crankers and the Chinese tortures and all of the other things. You know, you guys are going to get a head up. But they're really powerless unless they get on a committee. And that's one of the things they'll do is they'll get their committee assignments. Some of these guys are going to get the committee to clean out the toilet bowls. Be careful for the guy in the next stall tapping his foot. But they have a lot of work to do. And just coming in, just because you've gotten there, doesn't mean that you're going to be influential or that you're going to have your ideas, you know, accepted. So there's a beginning, a potential beginning here for Operation Clean Sweep, stage one. But it's a long ways from having the kinds of majorities that we need to really affect Operation Clean Sweep and start turning this system around. I'm not going to start the timetable 12 years for recovery now. Only after the political parties have been merged into one, let's say the Democratic Republican Party, only after we're actually seeking representatives as opposed to electing or hiring politicians, can we really start that time clock. But we can begin advancing the idea of Operation Clean Sweep in a point of beginning after this election. We'll have much more work to do in 2012, but Operation Clean Sweep can begin. At least you can point to those that have been elected, whether you support the Tea Party ideas and their platforms or not. Gives us a little encouragement. Some of the time and the energy that we put into the Ron Paul campaign in that time period isn't for naught. Backfire risk. Now, this is the important part of this article. The backfire risk. Republicans are also likely to use their new leadership of House committees to tie up administration officials in hearings to explain and delay proposed rules on pesticides, ozone standards, and mining, said Kenneth Green, resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. Keep your eyes on the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, a group critical of Environmental Protection Agency regulations. The efforts may backfire, especially if Republicans carry out threats to subpoena members of the Obama's administration, and if their push to cut spending results in government shutdown, said Jack Pitney, a political science professor at Claremont McKenna College in Claremont, California. Now, what we need to do is go back and look at all of these various people that came in on a party of subpoenas and ensure that they carry out their campaign promises, and let's see the forthcoming subpoenas. Let's see some real committee hearings here. Now is the time. They've got enough people to do it. With 50-plus members in Congress, new coming in, they could certainly start the subpoena process. There will be a large number of new members who will press for a harder line, Pitney said, but the new members are like gasoline. They provide the fuel for the party, but they're also very combustible and can provoke explosions. Well, maybe we need an explosion or two. More ambitious goals sought by some lawmakers and businesses, such as completely overturning Obama's health care proposal, probably will remain out of reach for the Republicans. Well, they have a majority. Even though the usurper wields the veto power, his vetoes, you know, can be turned over again, too. There's no guarantee just because of a veto anyway. And Democrats retain control of the Senate. That's the trouble. But put enough pressure on them, once again, speaking truth to power, some of those hardline Democrats in the Senate may come around. I don't know. I may be asking for more than is possible. Bipartisan potential, especially if they start to see or get the idea that, you know, if they don't go along, they're gonna get the turnstile, you know, in 2012. And some of them would rather compromise their principles and their party platforms than to lose the benefits of being a senator. And that's an important thing. A lot of these folks that are coming in here, like Billy Long, couldn't give a flying Melinda. for politics. He ain't been a politician in his life, ain't interested in politics today. He's there to do business. All right? He's not there looking for a lifetime career. He's got a beautiful wife, family, house, business, the whole nine yards. He's interested in getting home soon. But he's there to do business, not there to, you know, for the cheap whores and the free booze. Anyway, high-profile objectives like repealing the health care measures won't progress past symbolic message voting. Symbolic message voting. So we'll have to see, you know. Are we going to get involved with a bunch of posers here? A bunch of pontificating, a grandstanding, filibustering? Or are they there for business? Are they really there to do something? We'll see. We'll find out what kind of metal they have. The Washington-based chamber, which led the fight against the usurpers' health care and financial regulation and budgeted a record $75 million promoting pro-business candidates, says it hopes the acrimony of the election campaign can be put aside and Republicans can work with Obama to cut the deficit, promote nuclear power and energy efficiency, and pass long-stalled free trade agreements. Well, let's be really careful about those free trade agreements. We don't need another CAFTA, NAFTA, GATT, and all the rest of FTAA. That we don't need. All right? Other items may gain support from both administration and Congress, such as scaling back business taxes imposed by the health care bill, providing highway funding, creating renewable energy standards, and boosting nuclear power, he said. There's a lot of potential here for some bipartisan movement, Jostin said. Following our assessments of what the new Congress means for selected industries and issues, and we're going to go through a couple of these as well. So there's just a whole gob and a bunch of possibilities. There's lots of potentialities here. This isn't an oh my God experience. The master blasters have been looking at this election, and they knew what was coming, all right? A lot of the master blasters planned this election and got what they paid for. So they know where they're going. They know what they want to do. They know what this particular composition, they can achieve it, and they had control of the voting devices to ensure that, especially in Congress. Now, in the state houses, that's a different story. It could very well be a much different story. There are quite a number of Republicans that just swept away Democrats out of our House of Representatives and our Senate here in Missouri. And maybe it happened in your state, too. That's important. The local races are absolutely critical. If we're going to block some of this stuff on the state level, if people are going to continue to try and advance 10th Amendment resolutions and make that stick with any authority whatsoever, if your state has now had a Operation Clean Sweep working in your House of Representatives or in your state Senate, now's the time to maximize on it, not go to sleep. I personally am going to send out cards and letters to those. It's going to take a while, maybe after all week and all weekend and next week too, but I want to get some personal letters and with stamps in the mail. Get my views out to these people who have just recently won their elections, congratulations and that sort of thing. A few opening lines and so that the next time when I call them on the telephone, I might be able to speak to them personally. Or if you meet them at some one of these bean and weenie feeds or a watermelon event or something like that, they might remember who you are from a well-crafted letter, you know, that sort of thing. Let them know that you appreciate all the work that they went in to get elected. Also, some of the losers that people that, you know, the libertarians and the Constitution candidates and some of them, you know, a time it would be good now to send letters to them as well and thank them for their effort. Whether you supported them or not, at least they had the wherewithal to get up and get out, get their name on a ballot. Maybe they were able to open a dialogue in these public meetings, you know, at these various meet and greets where the parties, where the candidates all came together and had a candidates fair. You would be surprised at how many people have heard interesting new phrases and new ideas and new concepts that they're not at all familiar with, the old-line Republicans and the old-line Democrats, hearing new things from these new Constitution Party and Libertarians and others. So anyway, there's all of that. Here we go a little bit more. From the finance section, the election will put Republicans in charge of the House Financial Services Committee, the Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank has headed since 2007. A Wall Street critic, Frank, and Senator Chris Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat who is retiring, wrote the law aimed at reining in abuses they say contributed to the financial crisis. Well, that's on the plate again. And we'll talk about it right after these words.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time. Here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so once again, just a very big shout out and a congratulations to Billy Long. He ran under a campaign slogan, "Send a Citizen to Washington." He asked his little signs that he had made up, "Are you fed up?" with a question mark. Black sign with white lettering. Everybody saw the fed up signs. "Are you fed up?" with a question mark. He's fed up. We're fed up. And he won. So there are things that you can do if you'll dedicate yourself to it and stick on it. Now back to this article out of Bloomberg. Again, the election is going to put the Republicans in charge of the House Financial Services Committee, and that's an important one. Republicans' new power gives them the ability to shape more than 240 rules that may be needed to implement the Dodd-Frank law, including regulations establishing the direction and the independence of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I'm not comfortable with this, all right? I'm not comfortable with this at all. This Consumer Financial Protection Bureau housed within the Federal Reserve System. I don't like that, but we'll see what happens here. Rulemaking by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and other agencies on bank capital standards, you know, that's something we need to look at very carefully. The CFTC and GATA, all this, you know, all this nonsense that's been going on with gold and silver, keeping the price of those precious metals, you know, that are dear to me because they're true constitutional money, the idea that they could be quashed by J.P. Morgan Chase and the London Bullion Market Bankers Association, all the LBMA. You know, there's a possibility here, you know, especially with Rand Paul in there. Maybe we would have an opportunity to hear a little bit of something about hard money for a while. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Anyway, we do need a lot of work done there. We don't want them to regulate capriciously, arbitrarily, without engaging in a cost-benefit analysis. Representative Jeb Hensarling, a Texas Republican on the Financial Services Panel, said in an interview, the regulatory oversight and the ability to weaken rules may benefit banks, including Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank America. You know, no way. Whatever it takes. No way. You don't drop the leash on these dogs, okay? These guys need to go into a kennel, maybe for a very, very long time. So let's pay close attention, and I certainly will be, and I'll bring it to your attention whenever and wherever I find any information on this. But, you know, no way, with a Republican majority in the House, should we let Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Bank of America off the hook. This foreclosure fraud action, all this needs to move forward. It needs to move forward with vigor and push for, you know, prosecution, indictments on fraud and everything else. On housing, Republicans, including Hensarling, say they want a free market approach. I'm sick and tired of hearing this free market approach. We know what these free markets are, all right? Now, there is this dialectic. It's this obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, where they obfuscate the meaning of a free market and they blend in this idea of free trade. Free trade and free markets are not the same. So if they're talking free market, let's hear free market. And I want to see it written out. We don't need another NAFTA. We don't need another GATT. We don't need any more of this nonsense. Anyway, a free market approach that would phase out federal support for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the mortgage companies taken over by the government after their losses soared. So there could be some good news in here, but only if there's an appropriate amount of convictions for fraud. A legislative stalemate might be fine with financial companies as well as investors, said Allison Williams, a Bloomberg research analyst. In general, investors just want gridlock so the government will be less of a threat. Now, in a way, there's truth to that, but why go into gridlock? Let's solve the problems. Let's strive to solve the problems. Let's correctly diagnose the disease and bring forward cures. Not just gridlock. That doesn't get us any place. That's just left, right, left, right, left, right. What we need to do is correctly diagnose the disease and then press forward with cures that aren't worse than the disease themselves. Anyway, there's a lot of work to be done, and we're starting off fresh this morning. We've got 2 years. We'll see what happens. And boy, if we blow it this time, we've blown it for good. House and Senate Republicans have written at least 30 bills that would roll back provisions of the health care overhaul that the usurper signed into law in March. Such efforts may help WellPoint and rival health insurers escape regulations on how much they spend on patient care, and let Boston Scientific Corp and other medical device makers dodge $20 million in tax increases over the next decades. Now, if this is something that's valuable, so be it. But if this is just, you know, big business in bed with the Republican Party, fie on that. The healthcare providers are as much a part of the problem as is the insurers. The prices that I've heard recently on medical services, when people are ill and they go to a hospital and they're raked over the coals and they're reamed and $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, and $100,000 bills are generated in just days. That system has to go. And so a Republican majority in the House is not the answer to that. We need to reevaluate what is health care, what is the wellness business, what is WellPoint? What is this idea of having a few companies, a few corporations, owning a majority of the hospitals in this country, and then underwriting and subsidizing those hospitals in special hospital districts and special ambulance districts where we're feeding tax dollars into private corporations? You can literally open the bill and point your finger to a page and say, here's something we should go after, said Representative Michael C. Burgess of Texas, a Republican who serves on the House Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee. It's all bad. Well, I say if it's all bad, and from what I've read, it is, get rid of it, repeal it. Repeal it. Throw it out. The Republicans will push with force the Democrats to vote on whether to defend the most controversial parts of the law, such as requiring insurance for all Americans. Tom Scully, former chief of Medicare program under President George W. Bush. Republicans also want to go after a requirement that businesses of all size report to the Internal Revenue Service any expenditures of more than $600. And boy, I hope they get rid of that. But take out the entire legislation. Get rid of it. Such as they begin badly, they cannot help but to end badly and try and put band-aids on a bad piece of legislation. It should just be thrown out. You know, continue. The split Congress ensures there won't be an outright repeal of the law that Republicans such as Representative John Boehner, who is now in a position to become the new speaker, have called for an outright repeal of the law. Quote, very little will happen in the next 2 years, but it will be a big political battle. They're already saying very little is going to happen in the next 2 years, but a big political battle. I don't want to see a stage show. I don't want to see a bunch of grandstanding. I don't think you do either. We want to see results. We want to see some action, and action now. Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, invoking the Emergency War Powers Act, there's a revolution in the air, my friends. Be a part of it. Work with these people. Let them know that you support them, at least, you know, with your attention, by paying attention. Let your silence be consent. Continuing, defense. This is one that troubles me. Every time the Republicans come around, look out. Send your children to a foreign country. House Republicans have pledged to cut $100 billion in domestic discretionary spending, the outlays set by Congress on a yearly basis that aren't mandated by law. Don't look for them to take the axe to defense spending very soon, however. All right? You got to be really careful with these guys. They're all about Israel. Wars for Israel. Let's expand Israel's presence in the Middle East. They're all about that kind of action. They're all about supporting the ideas of Thomas P.M. Barnett. We've talked about that before. We have to look at the totality of China's efforts, said Representative Randy Forbes, a Virginia Republican, who may become the head of the House Armed Services Committee, Readiness Subcommittee. Once lawmakers focus on the emerging challenges, they will agree on the need for readiness capability. Watching China, arming up. World War III in the wings. Keep our eyes on that. Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Loren Thompson, all these various, you know, entities coming in, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics. Right? Tremendous amount of control over our government, the military industrial complex wields. Now they've got a bunch of fresh faces to come in. A lot of payola, a lot of graft, a lot of paybacks. So we have to be wise as serpents and, you know, harmless as doves, but we need to be as vigilant as ever before. The times are changing. There's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Don't drop your guard now. Let's make the best out of these broken eggs and have an omelet. We'll be right back, folks, but I'll be back tomorrow. Hour number two is done. Mike Chambers, straight
taking
ahead.
It back. One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.